Welcome back. In this beginner Ableton Live lesson, we're making a classic jungle or early drum and bass stab using sampler. The goal is simple, a one-shot hit that feels immediate, punchy, and playable on the keyboard, so it locks in with breakbeats instead of fighting them. By the end, you'll have a stab instrument that does that classic donk or thwack thing. It tunes well enough to write bass lines, and it's already got a basic mix-ready chain for weight and grit. Alright, let's set the stage. First, set your project tempo somewhere in the jungle zone. Anything from 165 to 174 BPM works. I like 170 as a starting point. Drop in a breakbeat loop so you can hear the stab in context right away. Amen style is perfect, but any break with character is fine. Then create a new MIDI track for the bass stab instrument. Now, before we even touch sampler, let's talk about the stab source. Because your final sound is only going to be as good as the one shot you feed into it. You can use a resish one shot, a low synth note, or a resampled bass hit from something you already made. The best stab samples are short, tonal enough that they still behave when you pitch them, and they have a clear front edge. That front edge is important because in jungle, bass stabs are almost percussive. They're part of the drums, not just a bass note. If you don't have a good sample ready, here's a quick, totally stock way to make your own. Load operator on a MIDI track. Set oscillator to sine for the sub. Add oscillator B as a saw, but keep it lower in level so it adds harmonics without taking over. Then give operator a short amp envelope. Fast attack, quick decay, basically a pluck. Play a low note, like C1 to E1, and record a single hit to audio. Consolidate it so it becomes one clean audio file, then drag that audio file into sampler on your bass MIDI track. Now you've got a clean, own stab source, and because you made it, it'll usually tune and process more predictably than a super messy sample. Next step, get it feeling tight inside sampler. Open sampler and go to the sample view. Turn on snap if it's available, because it helps you land on clean edit points. Then set the start point so the sample begins right on the transient. No silence. Silence at the start is one of the biggest reasons stabs feel late, even when they're perfectly on the grid. Move the end point so it's short and stabby. Don't worry about it sounding small yet. Short is good. We can always add vibe with space later. Quick coach note here. Beginners often leave the tail long because long sounds big in isolation. In jungle, the hit is short on purpose. The vibe comes from rhythm, filtering, distortion, and controlled ambience like delay. So make the stab tight first. Now go to sampler's global settings. Set voices to 1. That makes it mono, which keeps it tight and stops notes stacking up. Turn retrigger on so every hit starts consistently. And if you want that classic jungle slide between notes, turn on glide or portamento and start around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. You're not making a lead synth glide. You're adding a little smear that feels very sampler-y and alive. Next, the secret sauce. Envelopes. Go to the amp envelope. Set attack super fast, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. If you get clicks later, you can come back and raise attack slightly, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds. For decay, aim around 120 to 250 milliseconds. This is where the stab length really lives. Set sustain all the way down so it doesn't hold. Then set release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. The release is there to prevent clicks and keep it from chopping off unnaturally, but you don't want it so long that it becomes a bass note that masks your kick. If you do hear a click, don't automatically crank the release. Clicking is often because the start point is too aggressive or it's not near a zero crossing. Try nudging the sample start by tiny increments. A tiny attack, like 1 millisecond, can also fix it without making it soft. Now let's add the movement that makes it feel like jungle. Turn on sampler's filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Set the filter frequency somewhere between about 180 and 600 Hz depending on your sample. Lower is darker and heavier. Higher is more bite. Add a bit of resonance, roughly 0.10 to 0.30, just enough to give it a little edge. Then enable the filter envelope. Set the envelope amount to about plus 20 to plus 50. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere between 80 and 200 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 50 milliseconds. What you should hear now is that classic motion. The stab starts a bit brighter, then quickly closes down into a darker thump. That little womp is a huge part of the vibe. Now we tune it, because if you're going to write bass lines, you need it living in the right musical neighborhood. Drop Ableton's tuner after sampler. Play your main note, usually C1 to start, and look at the reading. Then adjust sampler's transpose or fine tune until it's roughly in tune. If your sample is complex, Tuning might never be perfectly stable. That's fine. Aim for musically right. Jungle history is full of slightly imperfect tuning, and honestly, it can add character, especially once you distort it. Extra coach tip. Pick a home note early. Decide where this instrument lives most of the time. A lot of jungle bass stabs sit around F1 to G1 as a home bass. You can play other notes, of course, but having a root makes tuning and processing decisions way easier, especially once saturation starts changing the perceived pitch. Now let's build a simple stock processing chain to make it hit hard. First device, EQ8. Put a high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. Then listen for mud in the low mids. If it's boxy or cloudy, try a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. If you need more presence so it speaks through the break, try a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Don't overdo it. In jungle, the break already has tons of mid energy, so you're looking for clarity, not harshness. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if it helps. Then bring the output down so you're not just getting louder and thinking it sounds better. Saturation is your make it audible on small speakers tool. It adds harmonics that translate. Now, drum bus. Yes, on bass stabs. Dart easy. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Adjust damp if it gets too fizzy. Leave boom off at first. Drum bus can give you that smack and density, but it can also flatten your transient if you push too hard, so creep up on it. Optional next, compressor. If your stab feels uneven or too spiky, use a compressor gently. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits, not 10. We're controlling, not crushing. Then finish with utility. Keep the low end centered. If your version has bass mono, turn it on. Otherwise, keep width low, like 0 to 40%. Remember, mono doesn't mean boring. Mono means the sub stays solid. If you want width, view it above the sub, not on the sub itself. Quick gain staging check. Because this matters a lot with distortion, make sure the signal going into saturator and drum bus isn't slumming. A good working target is peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB FS on the track meter before you start getting aggressive. If it's too hot, turn down sampler's volume or use a utility before distortion. Cleaner in, better punch out. All right, sound built. Now let's make it roll. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip for the stab. Set the grid to 1/16. Start with notes in the C1 to G1 range. Here's a classic rhythmic idea to get that rolling jungle feel. Put a hit on the first downbeat, so 1.1. Then place one around 1.2.3, that little anticipation before beat 3. Then hit on 1.3, then another on 1.4.2. That gives you a backbone that feels like it's leaning forward. Now do one of the most important jungle moves, velocity variation. Make the first hits strong, make the other hits lighter. Add a couple ghost hits if you want, but keep them quieter. Without velocity changes, it'll sound like a typewriter. With velocity changes, it starts talking like a groove. To glue it to the break, use groove. You can try something like MPC 16 swing at 55 to 60, but an even better move is to extract groove from your actual break. Right-click the break clip, choose extract groove, then apply that groove to your bass MIDI. Keep timing subtle, like 10 to 25%, and velocity influence low, like 0 to 15%. That way the stab sits inside the break's micro timing, and it starts sounding like a record instead of two separate loops stacked. Now let's turn it into an 8-bar idea so it feels like music, not a loop. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it simpler. Fewer hits. Maybe keep the filter a little lower so it's darker, and leave space for the break to shine. Bars 5 to 8. Add a few extra ghost stabs, maybe some 16th note moments, and automate the filter to open slightly in bar 8 as a tiny lift into the loop restart. Subtle automation like that is huge. If you want big jungle energy fast, do the call and response trick. Duplicate your sampler track and make two versions. Version 1 is the low body stab, darker filter, slightly shorter decay. Version 2 is the answer stab, a bit brighter, maybe a little more drive, maybe slightly different glide time. Then write your pattern so the brighter stab answers the darker one on offbeats. That one move instantly makes it feel like a phrase instead of repetition. Here's another super classic programming trick. Ghost leading notes. Put a very short, low velocity note 1 to 3 semitones above your main note right before a main hit. It creates a tiny push, like the sampler is being played live. Cheap, it's subtle, it's seasoning. If you want extra punch and definition without adding a whole new instrument, make a snap layer. Duplicate the stab chain, then high pass the duplicate aggressively, like 300 to 600 Hz. Shorten its amp decay even more. Add a little extra dirt, maybe a touch more saturator or a very light redux if you want an old school edge. Blend it quietly under the main stab. It'll poke through busy breaks without messing up your low end. And if you want the most reliable pro approach for cleanliness, split sub and mid with an audio effect rack after sampler. One chain is SUB. Low pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Minimal saturation, width at 0. The other chain is MID, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. More saturation or drum bus, and if you want width, you do it here, not in the sub. That's how you get centered power plus edgy detail. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave silence before the transient. Don't let decay and release get so long that it turns into a boomy bass note that masks your kick. Don't widen the low end. Don't overdistort right away and destroy the punch and pitch. And don't forget velocity variation. Finally, a quick mini practice assignment you can do in 15 minutes. Build the sampler stab with the envelope settings we used. Write 2 1-bar patterns, one minimal with 3 to 4 hits, one busier with 6 to 10 hits including ghosts. Arrange an 8-bar loop, where bars 1 to 4 are the minimal pattern and bars 5 to 8 are the busier one. Then add one piece of automation. Filter frequency opening slightly in bar 8. Bounce it and listen on headphones and on your phone speaker. If you can still hear the stab's presence on the phone, you're doing it right. If it disappears, add a bit more harmonic content with saturation or a small presence boost in EQ, and check that you didn't low-pass it into oblivion. Recap. The jungle stab is mostly tight sample start, short amp decay, and that filter envelope movement. Mono sampler with a hint of glide gives you the classic playable hit behavior. This audio version is shortened for playback.